I don't really know. I got no goddamn kind of clue about what's happening right now. All that being said, welcome to the show. My name is Alexander. I am normally a fast-talking, very witty, speed-tongue kind of guy, and it's very rare that I feel without words and a bit at a loss of which direction to go with what's going to come out of my mouth and what is happening verbally. This is episode one of... I don't know radio, maybe we'll call this I don't know radio. That was a mistake. That was a mistake in the beginning, but then again, most of life is a mistake. Is that right? I don't know if that is right. I know that a lot of things have happened by mistake. So again, my name is Alexander. I am on my first show with you all, and whoever's going to listen, I want to say thanks for listening. Maybe you guys can empathize with things that I will speak about. Maybe you all can sympathize and feel sorry for a man. Maybe you all can, you know, power up with it and be like, fuck yeah, I get it. Maybe you guys are going to be like, fuck this dude. Either which way, for all of you, I appreciate it. Anybody who takes a moment to listen, fucking right, I appreciate it. So, there's so much that can be said. There's a lot that I can relay about life and where I've been and who I am and how I feel. Let's start with today. How about today? Today I am a 35-year-old single father of two children. Viviana, my youngest, is 10. Roman, my oldest, is 12. And they are mighty blessings in my life. And we've been back together full time since April. Due to previous life choices that I'd made, I needed to get away from where me and my family were. And I left from Killeen, Texas over to Austin, Texas. I was in Austin for about 3 years and COVID-19 happened. I'm sure many of you guys can understand how everything has turned over since COVID-19. And when COVID-19 happened, I decided it would be best if I made a move back to Killeen, back to my kids full time. And since April, I've been here doing that. I've been their principal. I've been their teacher. I've been their counselor. I've been their dad. I've been their chef. I've been everything that I can be for them. And I think it's a beautiful thing. I really feel that my life is taking a different purpose nowadays than what I used to have for it previously. And I really feel that my children are the north on my compass right now. And if I get lost, I just need to follow them. Just need to keep them in mind as my direction. See, because I've lived a life that was pretty fucked up for many years. Pretty fucked up in whose eyes, though, right? That's the question. Because self-judgment can sometimes be much harder than the opinion of others. Sometimes we can criticize ourselves much more than can the gallery of onlookers. I know I've gotten heavy on myself before. But to give you guys an idea of what that was, I began using drugs at a very young age, long before I had children. And I continued long after I had children. I feel like there's so much to say about that. And I don't feel that I can encompass all of it in 10, 15 minutes. And I feel that maybe it would take a lifetime to explain my lifetime. Maybe that sounds retarded. But it's all good. Yeah, I've lived a life that was of not the most savory varieties. And I've been granted a pardon time and time again. I don't know if that's happenstance. I don't know if that's luck. I don't know if that's the hand of divinity and the power of God. I don't know if that's ever been planned or if it was just what happened. But I do know that where I am right now is much better than where I could be otherwise. And I'm grateful for that. I played music for many years. When I was 16, I joined a band. 15, I joined a band by the name of Downside. D-O-W-N-S-I-I-D. Check them out. And dropped out of school when I was 17 and went touring with the band. Did that for 10 years. Kids were born during this time, mind you. I feel like I'm trying to talk about a whole lot of different things all at the same time in a very short amount of time, but I'll do my best. Anyhow, I have had some great experiences doing that, traveled from coast to coast, met some really cool people, had some great memorable experiences, some that I don't remember on account of the drug and alcohol usage, but many that I still do recall and hold dear to my heart. I made some relationships and lost many relationships over the years. But one relationship that I found that I still carry within myself was a love for music. I was kicked out of that band in 2009, and I went from playing music to being a full-time healthcare service worker. Started as a transporter, moving patients around the hospital, and went from there to being a perioperative support technician, working in neurology and urology. What a fucking way to go, right? Fucking rock star on stage, dreadlocks, tattooed, pierced up, to fucking working with neurosurgeons and urologists. It was amazing. And what I was able to see was just as amazing, if not greater than. From there, I began working in dialysis as a patient care technician, dialyzing patients who had suffered chronic kidney failure. And it was an amazing experience. I found a new love for life and a new interest that sparked mine as much as music. Anyhow, that continued on for many years. And around 2011, I stayed in healthcare and I gave up the drugs. Started going to school for nursing and found a passion like I had for music. Still have that passion, just life caught up and some things happened. Not by anyone else's hand, but my own. And that's okay. I understand I'm a responsible party for what takes place in my life today. I haven't signed up for that list of victimization in a very long time. I'm wholeheartedly aware of the amount of power I have in the things that take place. So anyhow, this is a life story. Is this a life story? I think this is a life story. This isn't a life story. This is a part of a life story. Anyhow, 2011, I got cleaned up. Stayed that way for 3 years, coming up on 2015. Was when I decided to designate myself back to the life of the streets. This was after having full custody of my children for 3 years, 2012 on. Anyhow, I committed to a life of sobriety and found a new way to do things through a 12-step program called Alcoholics and Narcotics Anonymous. I thought I'd found everything. I slowly began to lose that belief. Anyhow, I slowly began to lose that belief because things didn't match up with my insides like I thought they did. I feel that I had to fool myself, and as a good friend of mine, J. Flan, would say, I had to do mental gymnastics to get it to happen. And mental gymnastics in order to get myself to believe this shit. Well, progressively time went down the road and I'd been in and out and in and out of complete abstinence and sobriety to no abstinence and no sobriety. Complete abstinence to drugs and alcohol. Complete sobriety from all mind-altering and mood-changing substances. I began to think that maybe there was something else going on and I needed to dig deeper. Something else going on in terms of how I could be a different person that didn't need to be from the 12-step ritual of life. I began to not like that anymore. So I started doing investigation and I started doing some research into some other things that may have been of a better benefit for me in my life. And that I found it. I believe I have. You know, I've gotten to this point 10 minutes and 50 seconds into conversating because I was trying to get to a point about me being in love with music again. And that in 2018, when I was in Austin, I began recording music again. And my artist name is Alexander MF. And I would invite everybody, if you get an opportunity, to go look for me. Go listen to my music on SoundCloud as of now. Spotify as of now. Facebook as of now. There'll be more things, websites, things. I don't know. We'll see what happens. This podcasting thing has sparked a major interest in my heart and in my mind as well. I don't know how that's going to go. I'd like to get some feedback. You know, what do you guys think? My thoughts are that it would just be a show about what the fuck it is that's happening in my life. Because I don't think that my life is the only life going through the things that I'm going through. I don't think I'm the only single father out there. I don't think I'm the only single parent out there. I don't think that I'm the only 35-year-old Hispanic male with two children. I don't think that I'm the only music lover. I don't think that I'm the only music-loving musician and artist. I don't think that I'm the only man out there that likes to ride mountain bikes. I don't think that I'm the only human being that loves other human beings. I don't think that I'm the only individual with an idea to record a podcast. I don't think that I'm the only one out there that doesn't know what the fuck is going on, but still goes at it. I don't think that I'm the only one that sleeps, eats, works, tends to a family, has hopes and ambitions, has regrets, has successes, has wins, has losses. I don't think I'm the only one. And for all of you all listening out there, I don't think y'all are the only ones either. I'd invite y'all to shoot the shit and talk it with me. I'd invite y'all to listen, share your feedback. I'd invite you guys to be real with me, like I'm going to be real with you. As Franklin Delano Roosevelt once said, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Well, I've been through a lot of shit. I don't have too much to fear in life. Many, many things I welcome. Many, many things I welcome and have a respect for. This is a beautiful world. This is an amazing journey. It all has a beginning and it all has an end. Let's hang out while we're doing it. Let's talk about it for a little bit. I don't know where this is going to go, and I don't know how to feel about what the fuck just happened, but I think this is the end of it for right now. I think for right now, I've done enough of something to say something, to get something, and to feel all right about it. I think I'm going to do this again. I'd like to say thank you to J.Dot Flan with a podcast by the name of What is TWS for being an influence and a role model in this area. I'd like to thank myself for showing up today and doing the things that I did today, because I deserve that gratitude for self. And I'd like to thank you all, whoever you all may be, for listening. I look forward to speaking with you all again next time. Later. Another quick message for all of you who may listen. Check out my Facebook page. If you go to your Facebook search bar, type in Alexander MF, no spaces, like Alexander Motherflower, if you will. Me and my buddy are doing a podcast. It's taking place on Sunday nights thus far at 10 p.m. Give it a shout out check. That's not what I meant. What I meant was give it a check. Check it out, something like that. We'd appreciate you. Also, do us all a favor. Have a great day.